Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and DRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. Rebecca Martinez is in the house, Orange County Family Justice Center Foundation. Take a breath between all that. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate, looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating this morning. I have to watch all the celebrations today because there might be some really interesting ones here. Obviously, I would be very, very remiss. I might not even be able to go home today if I don't mention for my bride today is World Emoji Day. I don't think she's able to send a text message out without an emoji, but and if I go any further, I'll get myself in even more trouble. But having celebrated and having beaten anorexia, yesterday we talked about it was, well, we weren't on air, but if you follow any of our social media, it was National Ice Cream Day. Today we could take that one step further. We can be a little bit more specific because today actually is Peach Ice Cream Day. I don't know. I think I'll just stick with my Rocky Road, but those of you that enjoy peach ice cream, you can have celebrate that today, or you can look forward to caviar tomorrow. That is where we are right now. Checking in on the markets this morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average, it is flat, up 7 points. Oil down 29 cents a barrel, another flat one, doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot. Translates into $2.252 per gallon national average for gasoline. Here in Taxifornia, we are paying $2.91.2 is the average, $2.91.2 in Taxifornia. Think about that. If you're ready to fill up, just go to South Carolina. You save about a buck a gallon. Might take you a little. You might want to ship your car, though. I don't know how you're going to get that gas back here. But, you know, we have to tax it. We have to have our special blend. We can't be like anybody else. And if the prices go down too far, I'm sure that Sacramento will find a way to tax us even more. Checking in on the 10-year Treasury, down a little bit. U.S. 10-year Treasury, 2.317, down just a little bit. Obviously, we know that that is going to tie right in to our 10-year mortgage interest rate. So we'll watch on that one. And we are also watching that an article in Barron's Magazine. Very rarely do we hear this. I've shared this a couple of times. I actually found it from our friends over at Chapman College. I date myself, Chapman University. The bond market, that is the leading indicator for the next recession. We've yet to have a recession that was not identified ahead of time. And I don't want to get too technical. I'm not going to explain all these things as to what it is. An inverted treasury bond yield. Now, if you understand what an inverted treasury bond yield is, good for you. For the rest of us, we don't care. But just know that if you hear anybody talking about an inverted bond curve, generally that's going to be a precursor to a recession. We do not have that right now. Don't worry about it. It is what it is. And my guys are sleeping, so they're not going to tell us it is what it is. Checking out the political world, it is interesting watching right now. Can you even believe any of the polls now that are coming out? I find it very fascinating when we watch and you listen to a couple of different polls. Now, NBC, now we know that that's the weakest of all networks. They come out with a poll that says that Trump is still strong in the counties he carried. Okay, that got it. I understand that one. ABC now. ABC probably hates Trump more than anybody else. They do their polling with the Washington Post. Well, they come out and they say that 67% disapprove of Trump's Twitter use, 57% unapproval rating. Now, how could that possibly be when you have two different polls coming out and saying the exact opposite thing? Now, we know the president carried the vast majority of the counties of the country. Yeah, we know in Taxifornia that the president lost by about 4 million votes. Thank goodness for the Electoral College. But here's the issue. When you look and say that he won a vast majority of the counties, yet a 67% unapproval rating. How could that possibly work out? The math just isn't there. Generally, I like to follow the math on these things, but here they're telling us two different things. So do you think that the common denominator, when you're talking about MSNBC or MSNB Hee Haw or NBC or the Washington Post, can you believe any of them anymore? Because the only thing lower than a congressional approval rating is a media approval rating. Just a thought right there. You better watch out what's going on. Who are you believing? Who can you believe nowadays? I'll just turn in here. We'll give you some of the information. And I'm not a reporter. I don't go out and do the investigations. I just share with you thought processes. How could both be accurate? Just a question for you. Moving right along. Holy cow, we're watching Columbus, Ohio. Could they be possibly leading the country? Well, Ohio generally doesn't lead in a whole lot of things, does it, other than swing state? Football players, Ohio State football players, Chris Spielman starting a class action lawsuit on behalf of former Ohio State University football players. It's going to be very fascinating to watch this one if you are a sports junkie like I am. See, Spielman doesn't mind that the university uses his name and his image, his likeness, but he says when they start using it for or giving the authority of his name and likeness for some of the university sponsors, Nike or Honda, well, then he's saying, well, maybe the players should have some financial consideration or authorization of the use of those images. Sounds like an interesting concept. What would happen if Ohio State goes out and starts doing a deal with Nike and Spielman himself is doing a deal, maybe an exclusive deal with Adidas? Could pose a little bit of a conflict there. Be fascinating to watch the story to see how this one progresses. We'll stay on top of it for you. If you've got questions, if you've got an opinion on it, shout it out at me. We're right there. As you know, we are live on Facebook right now. Those of you that are watching us there can actually see us, ronsiegelradio.tv. If you're on the Facebook stream, we obviously do share this information all the time. And if you're making a comment, well, we'll take a look at your comments and see exactly what you have to say, if we can respond on it. Tina, good to see you online this morning. Jeff Singer, glad to see you with us there as well. Thought I'd share this with you. I love sharing veterans benefit information on our broadcast with you. And every time I get a veterans item or something that comes across our desk, love to go out and put that out there and just share the information with you. This is understanding the HISA grant. Now, it's amazing how many veterans are out there that have no clue about what they're entitled to, what they've actually earned. And obviously, we say thank you to all of our veterans for everything that they've done and their families. But the HIS grant, it's a home improvement and structural alteration grant. And you don't have to have a VA loan to do this. Be kind of interesting doing it if you're in a rental property. But the grant helps fund improvements and changes to a home. Qualifying improvements are like a wheelchair ramp, lowering counters, light switches, adding grab rails in a bathroom. The Department of Veterans Affairs also specifies improvements that are not eligible for these grants. Removable equipment like portable ramps, stair glides, not eligible. Routine repairs and cosmetic changes that do not improve accessibility, like renovating a kitchen without changing the counter height. Those do not qualify for these grants. Qualifying for the grant, a veteran's disability is service-related or not, he or she may qualify for the HISA grant. However, veterans with service-related disabilities are eligible for a higher amount in the HISA grants than are veterans with non-service-related disabilities. If you want more information on this, give me a holler, 800-306-1990 or ron@ronsiegelradio.com. I'd be happy to share this information with you. And as always, we want to remind you, if you are a veteran, and I see this so many times where I chat with veterans and they talk about renting a house, and I scratch my head whenever they talk about renting a house, or they say they don't have enough of a down payment to buy a house. Remember, the VA loan, that veteran's loan, zero down payment. And if you're dealing with somebody who understands what they're doing, You can get into a house, own your own home as a veteran with less money out of pocket than it's going to cost you if you try and rent a home. Think about that. Less money out of pocket than renting a home. That is why it baffles me why we see our veterans renting or leasing properties. If you've got a job, maybe if you don't even have a job, I'll share this one with you. Real quick story till we get on with our broadcast. Had a veteran family call me. They have not filed tax returns in 5 years. He doesn't work. She doesn't work. And they wanted to buy a house. And we looked at their income. He was 100% service disabled. And his wife had the Veterans Aid and Attendance Benefit. So neither one of them had any taxable income. Yet with no taxable income, they qualified to buy a home with a veterans loan, a VA loan. So don't think just because you don't have a job, you can't qualify. There are people that understand these programs and who are interested in looking out for our veterans. Give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And don't forget, when we come back, we're going to talk about the Orange County Family Justice Center Foundation, questions to ask before you buy your dream home, how debt consolidation can go wrong. We've got a lot to cover, so don't go away. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Questions asked before you buy your dream home. And if you're debating about purchasing a home right now, you're probably getting a lot of advice. Some of it might be good. Some might not be. Though your friends and family will have your best interests at heart, they may not be fully aware of your needs and what is currently happening in the real estate market. If you bought 3, 4, 5 years ago, it's a whole different world than it is today. Ask yourself the following three questions to help determine if now is a good time for you to buy in today's market. Number one, why am I buying a home in the first place? This is truly the most important question to answer. Forget the finances for a minute. Why did you even begin to consider purchasing a home? For most, the reason has nothing to do with money. For example, a survey by Braun showed that over 75% of parents say their child's education is an important part of the search for a new home. The survey supports a study by the Joint Center of Housing Studies at Harvard University, which revealed that the top four reasons Americans buy a home have nothing to do with money. They are a good place to raise children and for them to get a good education, a place where you and your family feel safe, more space for you and your family, control of that space. What does owning a home mean to you? What non-financial benefits will you and your family gain from owning a home? The answer to that question should be the biggest reason you decide to purchase or not purchase. I can share with you my personal story. My parents moved us 2 blocks so we can go from one school to another. So it had nothing to do with money. It had to do with school districts. Now, I don't know, maybe you can jump around. I see people going to outside their own home school nowadays. Back then, I don't know whether it could be done or we didn't know how to do it. But number two, where are home values headed? According to the latest existing home sales report from the National Association of Realtors, the median prices of homes sold in May, the latest data available, was $252,800. Obviously, that's not California. It is national numbers, up 5.8% from last year. The increase also marks the 63rd consecutive month with year-over-year gains. If we look at home prices year-over-year, CoreLogic is forecasting an increase of 5.3% over the next 12 months. In other words, a home that costs $250,000 today will cost an additional $13,000 if you wait. What does that mean to you? Where are mortgage interest rates headed? The buyer must be concerned about more than just price. The long-term cost of a home can be dramatic. I'll share a chart with you on that one. Bottom line, only you and your family will know for certain if now is the right time to purchase a home. Answering these questions will make that decision easier for you. That's the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area interested real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. I'm going to chat this morning in the Orange County Family Justice Center. Rebecca Martinez is in the house with us. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you with us. You probably got some opinions on the education part of owning a home. Or
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, you've got some of that in your background. But let's talk this morning about the foundation, the Center Foundation. What's the mission of the foundation there?
We actually work with victims of violence, and our mission goal is to create survivors out of those victims and to break the cycle of violence.
Now, I went to one of your luncheons, and I think it's more than just survivors. It looked like thrivers.
Oh, love it. Yes.
Right?
Maybe we need to rethink our mission statement. I love that. Thrivers.
Right? I mean, there was a couple of the people that got up in front of the room, and their stories were fantastic.
Yes. We have a lot of success, which is what the goal is. We're a one-stop shop to help anybody and everybody that is a victim of any kind of violence. Abuse we do now, parent education, kids creating change. We're out in the community. We're Orange County Family Justice Center, one-stop shop for just to create survivors and thrivers. I love it. I love that. We use it.
There you go. You know, on radio, I used to say that we're excellent plagiarizing, but one of my general managers said we have to repurpose.
I'm looking for your permission.
I have your permission then. Okay.
Absolutely.
Don't be surprised if you see it on one of our flyers.
Nice. So what are the type of programs that go on at the Justice Center?
Oh, we have Kids Creating Change, which we help younger children get through the cycle of violence and the experiences that unfortunately they have experienced. And then we have Parents Creating Change, which is more like a parent education forum where we try to help the parents with some education support, how to parent better, and to be survivors and thrivers again. And then we have Teens Creating Change program where we look at the 12 to 18-year-old children that are very at risk because of the situation at home or in the community. We have a dance program now that is taught by one of our volunteers that takes the teens and creates this amazing Motown show that we actually are presenting July 29th at Pearson Park in Anaheim from 6:30 to 9. And what she does with these teens is amazing. They thrive. I'm going to use that again.
Okay.
Because they come in somewhat shy, not real confident. And by the time she is finished with the class, they're on a stage at Pearson Park in front of hundreds of people performing a Motown show, and it's amazing.
One of the things that I noticed, I thought I noticed, was that once some of the people go through your program, they end up, it seemed like they come back to give to the next, pay it forward, so to speak.
Absolutely. We have a huge percentage. In fact, most of our facilitators are now facilitating our programs that use the center at one point in time in their life, and they just don't want to cut the ties. They want to come. They want to volunteer. They help us with so many programs. It's amazing.
You're going to love that part of it, right?
Yeah.
Because, in our society where there's so many people right now that are, we talk about the entitlement society. And the people that come to initially come and see you there, they're victims. They've been really abused. And to see them saying, I want to give back so that somebody else doesn't walk my path.
Exactly. It's
right?
The best, I think, it just touches my heart. One reason why I'm there is just to see the turnaround and that what we're doing is working. It is really working.
How long has this center been there?
I think we're 10 years now. We've celebrated our 10th year and did a celebration. And we're looking forward to many, many more.
And from what I understand, the program itself keeps growing and growing.
By leaps and bounds. In fact, we our feeling is there really should be an Orange County Family Justice Center in every community.
Sure.
Our personal opinion. But we are open to South County, North County, anybody and everybody. We're not just Anaheim. Anybody can come to our front door and we will find the service for them.
That was something I found fascinating the first time I learned of the Justice Center. I'm probably one of the common folk as far as ignorant. Right, I forgot even how it was brought to my attention that the center's there, and you started looking and saying, "Boy, there's one center for Orange County," and I mean, it's a massive amount of geography, and what 3 or 4 million people, that's a lot, and even though they call it Anaheim, you love the idea that it's open to the whole county.
Yep, we're starting partnerships. All over Irvine, Mission Viejo, Santa Ana. We're just branching out. We're trying to get our programs anywhere we can in the county.
When we come back, I want to talk about people getting to you, how they get to you. Chat about that part of it as well. Maybe that'll help. And we're going to continue our conversation with Rebecca Martinez when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We'll also talk about how debt consolidation can go wrong. And some ways to tighten your finances, maybe some lessons from the Great Recession. We'll talk about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com.
Siegel
lending team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Your Credit Matters segment today, being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. If you are 62 years of age or older, maybe you're tired of paying too much in taxes. I know that not many people want to talk about the idea that the reverse mortgage can help you manage your taxes. Most people don't talk about that. How about manage your Social Security? Maybe manage some of your retirement benefits. All of those are opportunities with your reverse mortgage. Let's chat about them. Let's see if it makes sense for you. Give us a call at 800-306-1990. We will chat about that with you. The question this morning, how debt consolidation can go wrong. I've talked to you about debt consolidation in the past, and I have no problem with it as long as you understand what the bottom line of or the cause is. And I'll share this with you from a standpoint that many of us, especially those that have eaten anorexia, understand. You see, you diet and you lose weight, and or you have, like I did, the bariatric bypass surgery, but it doesn't change behavior. Well, the same, you know, if you keep eating too much after you go off the diet, after you lose the weight, after you have the tool, you're going to go back right to the same exact problem. Well, debt consolidation is the exact same thing. You can get rid of the debt, you can get rid of the burden of all that excessive interest, but if you go back to spending money and you don't set the budget, you don't work on these other items, well, the consolidation doesn't cure anything. It's simply a tool. It is a strategy. When we talk about doing a debt consolidation loan, when we talk about understanding what your household debt level is, your household blended interest rate is, all of those things are issues that are tools to get you where you want to go. They're tools we use to put you on a game plan. Maybe the game plan is to get rid of your debt and buy a house. Maybe your game plan is to save money for retirement. Maybe it's for college funding. All of those things are great goals. But if you're paying 20-30% interest, it's going to be very difficult. 30% interest means your debt doubles every 2 years. Think about that. Every 2 years, your debt doubles. Just if it's roughly 2.5 years on 30% interest. Think about that. So use these as a tool, but just as a tool, and then take it the next step and get that debt under control. I have seen so many times when I was never one that was against, and I'll tell you this straight up, I was never, ever against the subprime lending. I saw that help thousands of households, thousands of families be able to keep their home, not lose their home to foreclosure because of the subprime loan. The problem became when the people did not go and do the second step of that, and it was stay out of debt, get your credit report corrected, and then do the next step, which is restructure again and get out of that high interest rate loan. Because even at 10%, today's numbers, if you got a 4% loan, if you jump that to 10%, it's still a third of what you're paying to credit card companies in some instances. It's just a strategy. Understand how to use it. We'd be happy to counsel you. We don't charge anything when you call me at Ron Siegel Radio, and we'll see if we can help you there. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by Ask. I'm sorry, that's your Credit Matters segment. Brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Talking this morning, Rebecca Martinez is in the house. We are chatting about the Orange County Family Justice Center and the Justice Center Foundation. We want to talk about both of them. So you've got this event coming up, Motown.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it is the performance is provided by one of our teen dance programs, and our teacher is Lisa Kazakis, who is the wife of Lieutenant James Kazakis, who used to be the lieutenant in charge of our foundation center, if you can believe it. She dedicates a ton of time with these young women, and sometimes we get some guys that try out for it. It's mostly girls, and these are students from Lucerna High, where she works with them diligently and gets them ready to perform at our Motown experience, which takes place at Pearson Park in Anaheim on July 29th from 6:30, and it usually goes till about 9.
Now, is that strictly a performance-type project, or is it fundraising involved in it?
We do some fundraising. We will have a snack bar there from the Orange County Family Justice Center Foundation, and admission is $5 to get in, and it's a very enjoyable, reasonable funding. I mean, at $5 is not that much, and the snacks will be very inexpensive. So
hard to go wrong at a $5 event.
Exactly. So it does go to the Justice Center. And
if you can afford more, give them more because it's a good cause.
Absolutely. You will never, ever not take a donation. So
tell us a little bit more about the foundation. The foundation, what is the mission of the foundation portion of the center?
Basically, to provide prevention strategies to encourage the victims to become survivors and thrivers, like you said before, and I'm going to keep using that because I love it. But we are there to support and be advocates for them and to help them to make things better in their lives, if it's with their family, it's with children, with work, homelessness, elderly abuse, we are there. We're a one-stop shop. We're a two-story building that has so many resources under one roof. It's amazing. We have Chapman Law School there supporting us, Anaheim PD. We have the Mexican consulate there. We have professional psychologists. We have advocates. There's so many people under one roof that if you are a victim of violence, you just have to come to our facility on Vermont Avenue in Anaheim and come on in, and we take the rest from there. You don't have to get in your car and drive to different buildings to file a restraining order or to get advice in legal matters to help you find a home or help within the community. You just come to our center, and it is all completely done with you. We even have little rooms for playrooms for children. If you come with small children and you need advice, we actually have a room that is filled with books and toys and just fun things that your child can do while you're getting advice. So
now, who funds all this? I mean, it sounds like it's a major
fundraisers.
Issue.
I mean, our biggest.
So it's not a city event or a county.
The department owns, the city owns the building, the foundation
city
building.
City of Anaheim?
Uh-huh. Okay. It used to be a AAA auto insurance building, but the building is owned by the city. So the police department works out of the building. So they have a staff that is dedicated to the Family Justice Center. The foundation comes in to raise money to help support all these programs and our mission. Our biggest fundraiser is our gala, and we do that once a year. We're working on our next gala as we speak. We also have a
I think I have that down as sometime in October.
Yeah, October.
Okay.
And then we have it's going to be at the the Grove in Anaheim.
Oh, the Grove. Okay.
Grove. So. We also do a Laugh It Off at Brea Laugh Stop, where we provide a small lunch and then a comedian, and that money, some of the proceeds go to our foundation. We do silent auctions. We try and make some money with the Motown show. We just try and do what we can to fundraise everything to keep this foundation going. So.
Is it geared mostly to it sounds like I've heard you say about abused women. And I've heard a little bit about kids.
Yeah.
Is that basically the big focus there? I mean, is it orphaned kids? Is it abused kids? Is it drugs? Is it
all of the above, Ron? All of the above. And honestly, I don't know of anybody that we've ever turned away. We've had homeless families come to us that have asked for help to find a resource for them and their four children. They were living in their car. We've had elderly people come in to our center that are concerned about being financially ripped off, with some people that have come to their door to tell them that they need a new roof or they need stuff that they didn't think they needed or things.
We have to
happening.
Ask you about that one. About,
yeah.
You have to put the email blast on all those things of the elder scam.
Yes.
I mean, I get called on them all the time, and I know that I can't keep up with every one of them.
Right.
You know, we need to put together a website of just elder scams.
And it is abuse. It is obviously people just assume that abuse is physically hurting someone or mentally, but there are scams out there that are taking advantage of our elderly, and it has to stop.
And that one, I mean, obviously all of the abuses are horrible. I mean,
absolutely.
I just look at some of the ones against the elderly just because I watch over my mom and my mother-in-law, and I've got some neighbors that fit in that.
Right.
You know, your kids didn't get picked up by the police at 3 in the morning, and that's when they're calling you.
Correct.
I mean,
correct.
Right? I mean, and I don't know a senior that hasn't got that one.
Yeah.
It's amazing how that happens, but I love listening to all the successes, right? Because it's the empowerment that you get from the center, knowing that there is – somebody that helps. I mean, I listened to the city council meeting for Anaheim this last week, and I looked at some of our social media channels. And with you chatting about the idea that, you know, we hear about the homeless. Well, now there's a facility now, and I don't know that many know that if they want that hand up instead of the handout, there's a place that they can go.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean,
And there's no judgment. There's just we're a resource center to do what we can for our community, Orange County community. So it's...
Well, bad things happen to good people, and bad people do bad things to good people, right? So it seems like it's some of both there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Can the kids get educated and get multilingual, all that there as well?
We do. We have many bilingual facilitators and people that work in the center. And we go out in the schools, and we go to different community centers. In fact, I just did a graduation and was at a graduation at Rockwood Apartments in Anaheim, which facilitates some of the people that used to be homeless and at-risk families that are dealing with some major issues. And we provide them a 10-week parent education class that the parents come to. And the success stories are phenomenal We had a torch program just recently where it was for kids age 13 to 18 to come and learn leadership and self-confidence, self-esteem skills, put on by a wonderful torch program. And
what is a torch program?
It is basically building at-risk youth to make them stronger and
okay.
survivors. So it's giving them the tools to get kicked out in their schools and their community to say, I'm going to survive and I'm going to make good choices. And it was a 2-day, 12 hours each day program, so 24 hours, where I cannot tell you how many parents told me the change when they brought their child home from the torch program. And that is that takes place at the Orange County Family Justice Center. We're going to try and do another one in October. And,
interesting.
Our facilitators and our communities let us know what youth, they usually recommend some youth force that will come to us, or parents just want their kids to take part in it.
Great information. Yeah, well, we're going to continue our conversation when we come back with Rebecca Martinez, the Orange County Family Justice Center Foundation, doing some great things for the community. Not just Anaheim, it's all of Orange County. We're going to also talk about some ways to tighten your finances, learning from the Great Recession, all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a minute.
In the middle of our street, our house.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-4502.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for the fast pass loan approval, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with our friends over at Gold Star. They're the only one with that fast pass approval where you can make a offer on real estate with no loan contingency. Love that idea where you can actually be making an offer same as cash. It might save you a little bit of money. That's the idea. And don't forget about asking about the VIP Hero program that they have as well for our veterans, first responders, teachers, nurses, all those groups. Looking to thank those who are doing so much work in our community. Ways to tighten your finances. And these are some things that maybe you learned, maybe didn't learn during the Great Recession. You got to learn from all these different events in our society. Maybe you don't, you lived with them. But what did you learn from them? And more importantly than what did you learn, what are you putting into action? Because you can learn a whole lot. If you don't put it into action, well, what good is all that learning? Number one, tighten your belt. There are areas that, take a look at this. I've said this recently. I've had a lot of people look at me pretty cross-eyed. There's a couple of places that are very, very simple to tighten your belt. Number one, what is your Starbucks habit? How much money are you spending every month at Starbucks? Look at that one. That's an easy area. The other area that's very simple, how many people are spending a couple hundred dollars a month? That means $2,000 a year. That would be 5% of the median household income just on cable TV. Think about that. It's not very difficult to spend $150, $200 a month on cable. Now think about how many stations are you watching? In my house, I think it's about 7. Yet we have about 700. Pretty simple to cut. And I think that cable is going to go away in the next 5 years. Nobody's going to want to spend that exorbitant amount of money when you can get all these same things on Apple TV or Netflix or Amazon. Tighten your belt, number one. You have the opportunity of picking up a side job. Not too difficult nowadays. Uber, Lyft, there's a lot of people looking for work for people that are willing to go out and do things. Pay down your debt. Quit spending so much money on interest. The banks make enough money. Did you see what Wells Fargo came out with in their earnings on Friday? See what Bank of America, you see what Chase, all these companies, what their earnings are? Cut down on your interest expense. Do whatever you need to do. There are a few of the ways that you can tighten your finances, things that we learned in the Great Recession. What are you doing? If you got more ways, send them to me. Let me know what they are. Maybe we'll share them. You can put them right there on Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. I've got the account open. I am monitoring our feed right now to see who's if you're not watching, I am noticing who is on and who is not on this morning. Gave a few shout-outs a little earlier, but I'll say that. Joe, good to see you this morning out there. Jay, good to see you as well. Glad to see you all there checking out what we are doing. Continue. That's a Word on Wealth brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. Continuing our conversation, we are talking with Rebecca Martinez about the Orange County Family Justice Center Foundation and all the great things that they are doing for the community. These are things that, it's very, Rebecca, when I first started learning about the Justice Center, it just fascinated me how you can have something to me that seems so simple that is only around for 10 years. Right? I mean, just a building, a facility, and I know that there are thousands and thousands of government buildings that's vacant all the time. And something like this, I know there's a lot of expense. I mean, you put in insurance and all those other issues, and obviously when you're dealing with abuse, the law enforcement support, I'm sure, is significant.
Yes, we couldn't do it without them. Anaheim Police Department is amazing, always so supportive and always there right away, and this is definitely a priority to them because I know in the long run it's going to just influence the entire community and Orange County.
It's amazing how we don't think about the idea of something like this, where you, okay, well, what law was broken that they're supporting by being there? Or we look at some of the educational things that our fire and rescue department does. And it makes life better for the officers. It's safer for the officers and for the community if they can put programs or support programs that avoid a problem instead of having to scold somebody for a problem.
Exactly. And, you know, when you see the change in so many people that were making some poor choices, no longer making poor choices and giving back to the communities, that to me is just so rewarding because you know what we're doing is working. And why isn't everybody else doing this? Because it, to me, is a no-brainer.
Right.
You know, we're here to support. We know what's going on in some of these communities, and we're here to support the victims and the people to get them to become survivors. So,
now, off air, we were talking about an event you've got coming Friday.
Yes, the 21st.
Tell us about that one.
21st of July, this Friday, at the Target store off of Euclid in Anaheim. We have a wonderful manager over there by the name of London that is letting the Target store open at 6:30 for us to gather all our volunteers and volunteer shoppers to work with. We will be working with 45 young 12 to 18-year-olds, or maybe even younger. 30 of them are our at-risk kids that came out of some of our programs, and the other 15 are mentees that have been provided mentors through our mentor-mentee program that we have ongoing at the Justice Center now. So we'll have 45 students and 45 volunteers that will go into the Target, and they will shop for back-to-school supplies with their youth.
Big bad corporation is doing some great things, right?
Absolutely. Target is such a great support.
It's amazing that how many of these, especially the big corporations, and I owned a mom and pop business, so I understand the benefits of a small business. But it's nice seeing how some of these big businesses will really force their store managers to be good community citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a great example of it. So we have to throw a shout out to Target.
Yes, definitely. In London, the manager over there, she's amazing.
So 45 young people are going to be able to get back to school. They're going to be able to go to school with some new shoes. And I like what you were saying, that the event is not for them to go and buy frivolous items.
No, we don't encourage that at all. In fact, we tell we in-service our volunteers and give them guidelines to follow, that this is to get things that they need for school: shoes, socks, pants, T-shirts. No frilly, no accessories, things like that. And then once they get back to the center after the event, they will be handed a donated backpack filled with school supplies for their age range.
And obviously, I guess their secret shopper with them has an idea, yeah, what's in there, so they're not duplicating.
Correct. So we are actually, this year, we're going to give our volunteers a shopping list guideline where they have $125 to spend, and they need to help the student budget. So we are giving them a budget sheet with a list, just kind of ideas of what to buy, so they don't buy the frivolous things.
That's wonderful. You got to love that community involvement of both the center as well as the communities, the volunteers, because you can't do it without the volunteers.
Right, correct.
And tell us how we can donate to the foundation.
Well, we do have a Facebook. You can always look us up on Facebook, on Orange County Family Justice Center Foundation on Facebook. We also, you can always call us at 714-765-1645. We accept check. You make a phone call. Let us know how you want to help. We're always looking for volunteers. Financially, we can always use assistance. But check us out. We have an outstanding Facebook. We also have a great website, Orange County Family Justice Center Foundation.org. Check out and get some of the things that we're doing in the community. And there's always ways to make donations through those resources.
We're going to put some links on the Ron Siegel Radio Facebook page as well. We always promote whatever we can of the center, because it's just a way of giving back to the community. It's a way of supporting our community. And as always, we do ask one favor of you. Set your first radio preset button.
to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thank you to John, who's engineering it today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all from Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.